Missionary Moment, Talking About Prophets, by Ethan Perry. With General Conference right around the corner, now's a great time to tell your friends what it means to have a prophet today. Imagine for a second that you're eating lunch in your school cafeteria with some of your closest friends who aren't members of the church. One of them asks you, "What are you doing this weekend?" It happens to be the weekend of General Conference. You may be tempted to skip over any talk of the church, but it's an easy and natural way to be a member missionary. You might say, "On Saturday and Sunday, my church has a General Conference." What's that? Well, twice a year we receive guidance from God's prophets and apostles. At this point, your friend may ask you what an apostle is. Or maybe he'll look at you with doubt and say, "You mean like the ones they had in the Bible?" What do you do next? With General Conference right around the corner, this situation would be a perfect chance to share the gospel. Know the basics. Of course, if you talk about General Conference, you'll want to be ready with a few things to say about what a prophet means to you. Here are some ideas. Prophets are inspired men who have been called of God to speak for the Lord. Just as there were prophets in ancient times, like Adam, Moses, and Isaiah, the Lord has called men on earth today as prophets. Prophets testify of Jesus Christ and teach His gospel. They make known God's will. At times, they may be inspired to prophesy of future events for our benefit. The president of the church is also referred to as the prophet, the only person on earth authorized to receive revelation for the entire church. Members of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles are also prophets with authority to counsel and guide us. You could share with your friends how you've been blessed by following the prophets. What else could you say? Bethany D. from Arizona, USA, said to her friend about our relationship to prophets, "Prophets give us the guidelines of what Heavenly Father wants us to do. We can choose to follow them or not to follow them because we have agency." And Brindy from Utah, USA, told her friends about how a prophet serves as a direct line of communication from God to His children. Look for opportunities. Look for opportunities with your friends, both in person and online, to share the knowledge that we have a living prophet. When you seek those opportunities and pray for them, you will have them. As you use General Conference to strengthen your testimony of the living prophets and apostles, and also to share that testimony with others, you'll not only bless your life, but the lives of those around you as well. Ethan Perry lives in Utah, USA.
Keep the conversation going. Even after General Conference is over, you still have opportunities to share what you learned and felt with your friends. When the topic comes up, maybe this time a different friend asks you what you did over the weekend. It can be a simple, natural conversation. Or whenever your friends are going through a hard time and it reminds you of something said in General Conference, you can share the conference talk. For example, consider using the following topics as starting points to help you explain the role of prophets and apostles. Feeling alone. Do you have a friend facing challenges? Read and share President Thomas S. Monson's talk, "Ponder the Path of Thy Feet," and sign November 2014, page 86. It can help them see that the Savior has experienced everything they're going through and that they can have His help. Competing priorities. Review President Dieter F. Uchtdorf's talk, "Of Things That Matter Most," and sign November 2010, page 19. As you do so, think about a stressed-out friend who may benefit from President Uchtdorf's teachings. Share a quote or thought via social media, text message, or in person the next time you see your friend. Facing challenges. Read Elder David A. Bednar's talk, "Bear Up Their Burdens with Ease," and sign May 2014, page 87. As you do so, think about a friend who is facing hard times. Talk to your friend about how the principles in Elder Bednar's talk have helped you make it through a hard time. Tell your friends about conference through social media. For a video, images, event invites, and other media you can use to tell others about the upcoming general conference, visit lds.org/go/confinvite4ne.
End of the article, Missionary Moment, Talking About Prophets, by Ethan Perry. Read by Dwayne Case and Terrell Williams.